You're in control.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're in control. You're the sovereign little king. We worship you.
Glory to your name, God. God, we bless you. God, we bless you. God, we bless you. There is no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. Oh, God, you know the depths of our heart. You know everything that's going on. And God, you have no problem with addressing it, talking to us, letting us know how much you care. God, we just want you to know how appreciative we are. We're so grateful. God, we're so grateful, God, because Jesus, we just appreciate you. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for how you move and how you turn and how you strategically place things and move, God, the way you move and how you put people in their perfect place and how you put people in place to get us to the next place. And God, you just doing that thing, God, and we just want to tell you thank you. Oh, God, how you manifest your glory and your power. How you send your healing, God. And we know it's you. We know it can't be nothing but you. How you speak to us, Lord God. How you guide us and direct us every day. God, and we just thank you. Thank you, God, that we have our confidence and assurance in you. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you. God, we thank you. Our hearts are open to you, Lord. And we welcome you in right now, Father, into our minds, our spirit, our souls, God. We welcome you in, Father God. We just want you in right now, Lord God. We want to hear your word. We want to get the revelation. We want to get an understanding. We want to have some seeds planted, God, that we can grow and mature in you. Open up our understanding on tonight, Father God. As we get your word, open up our understanding, Father God. God, pour into us on tonight, Father. And let us not be ashamed, Lord God, to speak your truth, to tell our testimony and give an example, Father God. But let us open up, Father God, and tell our secrets, Lord God. And open up and release these things, God, that we may be made free. And bring somebody else along with us because of the testimony we overcome in the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Father God. We are more than overcomers, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Oh, God, our eyes, Jesus, I thank you that our eyes have been opened, our ears are open. God, we just thank you. We thank you. God, we ask the Lord God in the name of Jesus, God, that you remember those, Lord God, that are not with us right now. God, those that you're pulling in, those that you're talking to, that are on the streets, Lord God, that have been running from you, Father God, that have walked away. God, I'm asking that you pull them in, Father God. Reach your hand down, Father God, and snatch them out of the grips of the enemy. Father God, I'm asking that you remove the deception, the lies, Lord God, the misconceptions, the perceptions that were evil. Father God, the evil thoughts, the wicked thoughts. God, I'm asking that you, God, tear down every stronghold, Father God, and anything and everything that's hindering your people to come into your house. God, I'm asking that you that they hunger and thirst of you. God, stir up, Lord God, the stuff on inside of them, God, that you've already planted, Lord God, that they would want the more of you. Father, I'm asking, God, pull them out of that dark place, Lord God. Oh, I already know you can do it because you did it for me. And I know what you can do, Father God. I know, Father God, that you can do it, Father God. We know it's in your timing and your season. So, God, we're standing in the gap right now, Father God, that no evil shall befall them, nor come nigh their dwelling. Father God, that they will be healed, made whole and complete. God, that they will have sanity. They will not lose their mind. But they, Father God, will be stable, rooted, and grounded in you, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank thank you for healing them, delivering them, and making them free. God, I thank you for your truth, God, that goes out, Father God, and that truth is what makes them free. God, let your word go forth. I don't care where it comes from, God, but let it come, Father. Let it come, whoever you have, wherever you have them, Lord. Let us all speak your truth, God, because that is our salvation. That's how we're healed. That's how we're delivered. That's how we're made free. It's your truth, Father. We need you. We need you. All of us need you. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Jesus. God, remove any fear, doubt, any hesitation. God, remove any complacency. Jesus. God, remove that jealousy, that competition, that covetousness. God, remove that masturbation, fornication, pornography, perversion, homosexuality. God, we coming against those spirits now in the name of Jesus. Rebuke and lying spirit, every lying spirit, I come against you right now. You lying spirit, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You have no authority, you have no right, and you will not take your people. We're standing on your word, Lord. We're standing on your word, Lord. The righteous are not forsaken, nor are they utterly cast out. Father God, let them know, Father God, let those people know who they are. God, help them in their minds, Father God, to remember who they are. That they will come running to you, Father God, unashamed, not afraid to come into your sanctuary, not caring, and don't even consider what other people are saying or thinking. They want to get things right with you. They want to apologize. They want to get that thing right. Have a repentant heart. Because they see you. They know you. They know you. And God knows they don't. They just heard of you. Let them have an encounter. God, some of them, God, went to church, Lord. But they didn't get the full truth. So they don't know God. So we're bringing them to you right now, Lord. We're asking you, Lord, see about your people. Let them run into somebody that will minister that word into them, that will pour into your spirit, that will pour into you, to into them, your love. Your love, not what we think is love. Your love. There's nothing like your love. It's different. They won't be able to comprehend it. But they will know it is of God. God, let them experience it. Let them experience, God. We just bless you on tonight. We bless you. Every prayer that's gone up, every cry, everything that has been brought before you. Every name, God, every name that's been called out on the prayer line. People, God, that we've seen and haven't seen. God, we just plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. God, that your will be done in them as it is in earth, as it is in heaven. Jesus. 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 Jesus, it's only you, Jesus, 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 we exalted Jesus. Expose the snake for what he is. I'm so sick of the lies, Lord. Expose them and let your people see the truth. Even in me, can't leave me out. God, I just bless you. I just bless you. And I thank you. I love you. We love you. We do. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.